listening to Real World News.
Ugandan Fiji woman Rehema Babura is part of the international delegation that is working from the FAO headquarters in Rome in the process of coming up with the final guidelines that will ensure the permanence of fisher folks in their original land. Rehema participated on behalf of the fishing sector and fisher folk in the press conference where they reported about the process that led to the FAO guidelines on land tenure and use of other natural resources. Land grabbing needs to stop now because if we do not have land now, we will not have food tomorrow. Both dry lands and water streams are our source of water, therefore our food. Our food comes directly from water, our husbands fish and we smoke the fish, she said. Therefore, big investments in land, industrial fisheries by large corporations, as well as mining of hydroelectric projects, have directly affected the food and therefore the life of millions of people in Africa and the world over, said Rehema Babura, member of the World Forum on Fish Harvesters and Fish Workers. You can now listen to the whole interview.
Namaganda Babuma. I come from the World Forum of Fish Harvesters and Fish Workers. I stay in Uganda and work in Uganda. For the fisher folk, land grabbing must stop today, because if it does not stop today, they have no food tomorrow. For us, both dry land and wet land is the source of what we eat directly. For the fisher folk, food comes directly from water to the saucepan, and then to the plate. We directly depend on this land for food, for employment, for as a source of water, and for our entire lives depend directly on this land, both dry land and wet land, especially land around water bodies. But you realize that land along water bodies, whether lakes, oceans, seas, is selling like a hot cake today. All big industries, oil mining, gas industries, and all sorts of big investments are fighting for places near water bodies. And to us, that is scares our lives directly. Because when they come and occupy these places, then the fisher folk have no access to the water anymore. That implies they have no food, they have no jobs, they have no water, and their lives are affected directly. Back at home, along Lake Victoria, the fishermen and women used to get, the men could catch the fish, the women smoke the fish, and so everyone eats and everyone has an income at the end of the day. Right now, when you go there, the people who are staying right at the lake cannot eat fish anymore. If you find a family along the lake eating fish, then they are rich. Why? Because all the fish is being caught by private investors and taken to other markets. If you find a family with fish on their plate along the lake, then it's a rich family. Why should that be? So for us, the issue of land grabbing is not on paper, but it's real. It's in our lives. We want it to stop today. We have a lot of hopes in the voluntary guidelines because we want... Yes, that's what I'm going to. Because we want the fisher folk to have secure rights over their land. That's where they get food to eat today. And so if it's taken today, then they have no food today and they have no food tomorrow and forever. So we are looking forward, first of all, to good outcomes and outcomes that are favoring the small-scale food producers out of the negotiations. Not only that, but we are looking forward and we are so expecting on the implementation part of the guidelines. And we are watching our governments to see what they are going to do about this. We are watching, we are not only sitting in FAO and talking, we are watching to see what is going to happen after the negotiations. Are they going to adopt the guidelines? Are they going to implement it? Is it going to change anything at the end of the day? If we sit in this big building and talk and talk, I reflect back to the family staying along the lake, the woman with her children. She has no food because all the place along the lake has been taken by a big company. How is the paper here, the final outcome, going to change her life, how is it going to be transferred from the foul building back to the grassroots? How is she going to have access to food because of this paper? So we are looking for that link. And that's the implementation part of the negotiations, the guidelines. So we are very expecting of this. And we think and hope that the negotiations are not going to stop at this. Unfortunately, even today when we are witnessing the collapse of the Western economic model, still some governments are really insisting on big investments on land. Honestly, there's evidence all over that that has not helped. That has not solved the problem of food insecurity in households. That is for the motives, private gains, but not to solve the issue of food security in a household. What we want is to see households, local households, having access to food. And that will only happen if they have rights, tenure rights, to their land that they occupy.
You are listening to Real World News.